gonna cut you down.
Sooner or later, William Barr gonna cut you down.
Go tell that long time liar.
Yeah, they seem to be real afraid of Mr. Barr. Welcome into the Alex Jones Show this Sunday, May 19th, 2019. And we've got a special guest coming up today. Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex, but we will be hearing from Alex in the next segment with some breaking news on Ilhan Omar. Yes, she's now admitting that we have a problem with immigration, and so I think she's going to go back to Somalia. But Alex has the latest on that. But Soph, the young YouTuber who was kicked off YouTube for hate-based videos, 14-year-old girl that was really just doing satire, but you're not allowed to make fun of Islam, see? You can make fun of Christians and everything else, but not Muhammad. And so Soph joins us in the second hour, and there's now what she's going to be updating us on. This news story, police investigating after North Bay teen makes hate-based videos. And, you know, it's funny because I was thinking about doing something with these viral tweets that show up. You know, I realize a lot of this audience probably doesn't use Twitter. We got a big AM radio audience, FM radio audience today. But there's these viral tweets and a lot of them are always targeting or it's always, let's say you can find white people in these tweets a lot. And I sometimes want to take these viral tweets and quote them and just replace white with black and just would see what would happen to me. I think I'd be banned. But that's kind of the basis that we have here. And so Soph will be joining us in the second hour. But again, Alex Jones with a breaking report on Ilhan Omar. We hear that she may be going back to Somalia. Miss that. Now, there is a major development happening right now. About a month ago, and then a few days ago they launched it, they started doing DNA testing at the border when it came to people trying to come in seeking asylum with children. Now, this is just a pilot test of this program in a couple jurisdictions here, but 30%, that is almost a third of the DNA tests reveal fraudulent migrant families, not related. Almost a third in this short pilot test. And we're talking about Texas here, folks. So this isn't even California where most of this illegal immigration is going on. Now think about that. When you have over 100,000 illegal border crossings happening a month right now, and you've got a third, potentially worse, of the families seeking asylum are not even related. Just think about the massive human trafficking that is. That should make you sick. Latest from Alex Jones on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
For the left, whether the country benefits is not the point. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, herself a symbol of America's failed immigration system, if there ever was one, someone who hates this country, coming here at public expense, spent yesterday demanding the abolition of ICE, the decriminalization of illegal immigration itself, and an end to all deportation programs. She demands open borders, the unlimited arrival of anyone who wants to come to America, whether they have anything to contribute or not. And by the way, you get to pay for it.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Ilhan Omar, who came here more than two decades ago illegally, she admits she married her brother fraudulently and then married others illegally to bring him here. She thinks we're a big joke. If you go to Somalia, a failed pirate, sex slave state, the worst country in the world on average, you'll be kidnapped within 5 minutes. If you're white or you're Christian or you're Jewish, you'll be dead in an hour. And she came here as a, quote, refugee, and then all she does is give speeches about how America sucks and how we shouldn't have any borders and no vetting at all. She really is cancer. So that's why she announced, because this country's so bad, she came out today and she said, I am moving back to Somalia. She said, America is racist. It is bad. It's not open. She said, I'm moving to Somalia, whether you're Buddhist or Hindu or Christian or Jewish or gay, you can move there in peace. Your college tuition will be free. You can have a baby there. They finance anchor babies there. They have great airports, great high rises, great health care, great education. And it's all going to be free. So she said, since Somalia has a civilization and America sucks so bad, she has officially announced that she's moving back to Somalia, her heavenly, nirvana-like, cloud nine homeland. So I'm so excited for Ilhan Omar. This is so good, sweetheart. You came to the West where women were empowered. You came to the West with all the technology. You came to the West with this bleeding heart, brought you here. And you said it sucked and you hated it and it was bad and Venezuela was good and Somalia was good. We were bad. And finally, somebody that says America sucks didn't just stay here and bitch about it. She announced today that she is moving back next month to Somalia. And she's going to take a bunch of the Somali refugees, 80%+ that are still on welfare, that sit around and bitch and complain about America all day in Minnesota, with her. I want to praise her integrity and the fact that she's announced she's going back to Somalia. Ilhan Omar, you did what no leftist hater ever did. You said, I'm not a parasite coming here to suck off you. You're an open, free society. I'm not using your openness as a weakness like I'm a cancer. No. I hate you and I'm leaving because you weren't born here. You hate this country. A lot of folks that weren't born here love this country. I get it. You're putting your money where your mouth is. Oh, but wait a minute. You hear the record skip noise. She's not leaving, folks. That was a joke. She's going to stay right here and use our openness against us and tell us how much we suck and how bad we are. And Tucker Carlson's right. Ilhan Omar is the poster child of everything failed with this open border system, with leftists bringing people here to induct them into America-hating garbage. So spread the article and spread this video, because it's important people see the truth of what's happening. If Linda Sorcerer is into cutting girls' genitals off and loves Sharia law and tells Iranian women, don't take your hijabs off, good, go back to the Middle East, lady. Take you and Ilhan that have this inferiority complex and hate the West. And go from us forever. And go build your utopia. But no one wants to get into countries you run. Everyone's fighting for their lives to get away from your authoritarianism, your arrogance, and your corruption. So here is Tucker Carlson's excellent report breaking this down. More reports at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. But go out and ask Ilhan, if America sucks so bad, take your little peanut head and your chicken neck and all your authoritarianism, and go back to Somalia where women are sold into sex slavery. I'm sorry that's happening, but go back and praise your superior culture that's so closed. Go back. Don't try to turn us into you. Here's Tucker Carlson.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. This week, the Trump administration revealed its proposal to overhaul America's immigration system. The proposal would not, by itself, build the often-promised wall on our southern border, nor would it cut current levels of immigration, despite the fact that most Americans would like to see that happen. The one big thing the administration's proposal would do is give priority to immigrants who might actually help America, skilled workers with English proficiency. It's hard to see an argument against a system like that. There isn't really an argument against that system. For years, Democrats have argued that immigrants make vital additions to our economy. They're smarter than we are. They're harder working. They do better in school. They found more companies. Well, the president has decided to take Democrats at their word. He says he wants all of those good things that immigrants bring. Watch.
We want immigrants coming in. We cherish the open door that we want to create for our country, but a big proportion of those immigrants must come in through merit and skill.
Well, much of the world would move here if they could, hundreds and hundreds of millions of people. So why wouldn't we pick the absolute best? Immigrants with skills and English would fit in better here. Their kids would do better in school. They'd be more likely to contribute to social programs instead of draining them. So are Democrats rejoicing in this change? Of course not. They're outraged. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi spoke for the party when she declared that really merit is a bad word because everybody has merit.
I want to just say something about the word that they use, merit. It is really a condescending word. Are they saying family is without merit? Are they saying most of the people who have ever come to the United States in the history of our country are without merit because they don't have an engineering degree? Certainly, we want to attract the best in our to our country, and that includes many people from many parts of society.
What a shame we can't staff the Democratic caucus in the Congress using the same criteria the speaker would like to fill our country. We want to attract the best from many parts of the world, she says. But of course, by that, Pelosi doesn't mean what she says. She means just the opposite. Because what exactly is best about immigrants who have criminal records or middle school educations or no ability to hold a job? The answer is there's nothing best about that. Immigrants like that might be nice people, but they're much more likely to burden the United States than to benefit, at least economically. Harvard doesn't admit students who can't speak English. It says so right on their website. So why should our country? The left doesn't want to answer questions like that or even have the conversation. Shut up, racist! Instead, they just declare that the current system is great. No evidence necessary. Watch this former Obama official make her fact-free case on MSNBC yesterday.
What's less obvious is that medium and even the least skilled immigrants also contribute to the U.S. economy. They come in and they do different things from natives, and they allow everyone to specialize more in what they're doing best. It's that contribution of the unskilled immigrants that I think people overlook when they really push the so-called merit-based or the, as it's called in other countries, the point system.
So what Professor Hunt and so many on the left, including the Speaker of the House, are arguing for is a feudal system where foreign-born worker bees toil to support a smug and pampered managerial class of which they, of course, are part. There's no other explanation for our current policies. We don't need more low-skilled workers in the United States. We have plenty of low-skilled workers. Their unemployment rate is higher than the national average. Their wage growth has been abysmal for decades, generations. So how do those workers benefit from having more competition? Of course, they don't. How does the country benefit by having more low-skilled workers when technological changes may soon render millions of them permanently jobless? The answer, of course, is that we won't benefit. But for the left, whether the country benefits is not the point. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, herself a symbol of America's failed immigration system, if there ever was one, someone who hates this country, coming here at public expense, spent yesterday demanding the abolition of ICE, the decriminalization of illegal immigration itself.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex Jones today. And I wonder if we can even properly grasp the history that we're living right now. And I just think about all the censorship that we're enduring here. Not just at InfoWars, but in America. It seems every day somebody new is being taken down. And for what? Hate speech? Causing violence? No. Why, if that were true, I think we know where the censorship would be happening. And now they're coming after you if you just want to do comedy and satire. Oh, because, you see, that's real effective in the culture war. And, you know, I was actually thinking about this, and it's great that we're having Sofon, who was recently banned, they say, for hate-based videos. And it's just a 14-year-old that does satire. But you see, if it's funny and it's not directed in a liberal agenda, then it's hate speech. But I was actually thinking about this earlier. There will be a time in the future where the current leftist mindset will be a new form of satire and a running joke that will be ongoing. And they just don't see it yet. But I see it now. Especially if they start banning people like Soph. It's going to create now a drive for people to want that type of humor and then recreate that type of humor. So thank you. Thank you, Left. You're memeing yourself in real time. And you're giving us an entire future of sarcasm. But folks, with the censorship we're enduring here, you know we need your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I'm not even going to be able to get to this video. I'm going to have to pitch to it in the next segment. But it's just... because we can talk about how great all the products are. And they are, and you can read the reviews. And of course, we have to sell great products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're attacking us every day. If we don't sell a perfect product, they'll write a story about it saying it's the worst thing ever. So then they try to test it, and they're like, wow, these are actually good products. That kind of backfired. I guess maybe we should not publish a story. Well, let's publish it anyway. So then they do, like, they have, like, these weird, like, pasty, twig-like creatures that have never, I guess, stirred a milkshake or a protein shake before in their life, and they dump it in, and then they just drink it, and they're like, bone broth's good. And it's like, no, you didn't even stir it or anything. There's the guy right there. But it's like, I mean, literally, you are the sponsor of InfoWars when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com. So we just make it easy on you by giving you the great products like the Ultimate Bone Broth that's 50% off, the brand new Ultra 12, it's the brand new B12 formula. The Secret 12 was already one of the top sellers, top rated products, and we just reinvented that and then made it Ultra 12. And we're giving to you a 50% discount right there on the Ultra 12 at InfoWarsStore.com. The Survival Shield X2 is back. One of the best products, if not the best, as far as the ratings are concerned, at InfoWarsStore.com. And with a purchase of X2, you can get a free bottle of X3 as well. I mean, that's just what we do here. We created X3, which is a great product, to replace X2, which we didn't think we would be able to manufacture anymore. And then there was just the increased demand for X2, and we still had a bunch of the X3, but the demand was for the X2. So we basically just marketed ourselves out of selling the X3. So now we're just giving it to you for free. We just ask that you purchase a bottle of X2. And you get the bottle of X3. And we appreciate your sponsorship and shopping with the good guys at InfoWarsStore.com. You know those water filters that that certain people tell you not to buy from us because I guess they want you to drink the poisoned water. I guess they want you to drink those glyphosates. I guess they want you to drink that runoff. But actually, I'm starting to see now some of these leftist activists that are getting sick of the politics are now kind of looking at the stuff in the water for real. So that may kind of come full circle. But that's just stuff that InfoWars has always been doing. We're not left or right. We're just truth, reality, common sense, logic, and reasoning. And that's why they want to shut down. And so when you shop with us at InfoWarsStore.com, you literally keep us on air, folks. And it's beyond that. It's just like Alex is trying to build a ship just to compete against the enemy. And so you're building it at InfoWarsStore.com. All right. Now, this report that I'm going to air in the next segment is so key. Well, we'll do that later. You had the Tommy Robinson event where a bunch of, I don't even know what the heck this, it's so out of control. How you have Muslims, I guess, inciting, what do you call it? Is it civil war? Is it an invasion? I mean, I don't even know what you call this. Is it a religious caliphate? Is it all the above? Muslim Defense League throws bricks at Tommy Robinson and supporters. They're throwing eggs and bricks and cursing and getting violent. And oh, yeah. Ew. No. Nothing to see here. I mean, clown world, man. Total clown world. So we've got that video. Again, but the report that I'm going to air in the next segment is just so key with got two of them that we need to air with the investigations going on into the Obama administration committing treason. Ah, yeah. Oof. You know, I kind of... I actually had a weird dream the other night. And I'll be honest, most of my dreams are not very pleasant. But I had a pleasant dream the other night that Trump had a raised platform on the White House grounds, and he had a podium over here, and there was a big raised platform with a box on it, and there was a cover over the box, and they removed the sheet, and it was Obama and Hillary and Holder and Brennan and Clapper and Comey and Lynch all in that cage. And Trump was just standing there like, here you go. So it's not like, I mean, we're not as archaic as we used to be, you know, put their heads on a pike or hang them from the nearest highest tree in the middle of the town square. You know, we just roll them out in a big prison cell for the public to see. And the president's like, see, I got the traitorous bastards. I got the treasonous bastards. That's why we elected him right there. Hope it happens.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
You know, on any given day, you could pick one of 5 to 10 issues as the biggest issue right now. I mean, go down the list. The attack on the First Amendment, the attack on the Second Amendment, the open treason and politicization, really beyond that, of our intelligence agencies. The wide open borders that are leading to death and disease in this country and poverty and economic distress. There's others. I can't even name it. How they sit here and they talk about global warming killing the earth, but they never mention the geoengineering. The cloud seeding, the chemtrails, they just act like it doesn't exist. So, oh, and by the way, we have a presidential election coming up in about 16 or so months. So there you go. So, yeah. So, by the way, they're teaching your kids about drag queen, transsexual story time. So that's all going on. So, I mean, just depending on any given day, what's the biggest story? I mean, there's a bombshell report that just came out. This should honestly, Trump should have gone, Trump should honestly just go live. It's kind of a joke, They just found out, folks, they're running a pilot test, and it's just in Texas. 30%, so almost a third, DNA tests reveal 30% of suspected fraudulent migrant families were unrelated. So yeah, just as we suspected, people are using children to get into this country. So maybe we'll have more on that later, but I've got to air these reports because they're just so bombshell, and again, it's just so important to get to. And again, to the Democrats that love using the kids, they don't use the kids as a political barrier when it comes to abortion. They don't use the kids as a political barrier when it comes to the open borders. Mm-mm-mm. And it's like, I hate doing that whole Democrat-Republican because I'm not a Republican. But it's just like the Democrats are just dirtbag from the top to the bottom now. Wow. But I think some of them are going to jail, at least if there's any justice left in this world. So here is the latest report from John Bowne. Full report at Infowars.com. Treasonous investigators investigated.
Mr. Brennan has become a bit of a nutcase. You can watch him on television. He is insistent. He's belligerent. He really acts like a very guilty man, insisting, protesting a bit too much.
Hey, Alex Jones is still on the air 6 days a week at Infowars.com. Free video streams are available at Infowars.com/show. Spread those links and be a part of the Second American Revolution against global tyranny. You are all Paul Revere. The finger-pointing amongst the deep state coup minions is taking on feverish proportions. Former FBI Director Jim Comey, former CIA Director John Brennan, and former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper are fumbling with a hot potato of treason not seen in the United States history since the likes of Benedict Arnold. According to sources familiar with the records pertaining to the internal deep state collusion to create an insurance policy to take down newly elected President Trump, indicate that then FBI Director James Comey, according to a late 2016 email chain, told Bureau subordinates that then CIA Director John Brennan insisted the Steele Hillary Clinton dossier be included in the intelligence community assessment on Russian interference.
I do believe it's important that there be an understanding about just how strongly predicated that investigation was. I was there in the summer of 16, and it was very well predicated. To launch this counterintelligence investigation about what the Russians were doing to interfere in our election, mm-hmm. and who among American citizens might have been working with them.
There was no proper predicate. There were no facts to sustain a counterintelligence investigation. And the facts that did exist were made up by the U.S. intelligence community, fed to the FBI through foreign sources, and then used to obtain FISA warrants.
Another massive eye-opener just around the bend is the mounting evidence on former CIA director and self-proclaimed communist John Brennan's involvement with moving the Steele Clinton dossier through corrupt channels in Washington, D.C. to attain illegal FISA warrants.
First of all, Mr. Brennan is the primogenitor of this entire plot. All of this started with him insisting that there be an investigation by the FBI into the Mr. Trump and his campaign with no evidence whatsoever. He, Brennan, enlisted the services of foreign intelligence services to assist in planting evidence that would find its way to the FBI and eventually into applications for Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act electronic warrants. Mr. Brennan has become a bit of a nutcase. You can watch him on television. He is insistent. He's belligerent. He really acts like a very guilty man, insisting, protesting a bit too much.
Is this president letting our country down?
Well, I think the president has shown a lack of understanding of international affairs, as well as a real ignorance of what it takes to be president of the United States. And mean-spirited, he is dishonest, he has shown a lack of integrity. And he has continued to, I think, demean the office of the presidency.
This type of behavior and actions on the part of foreign tyrants and despots. I never, ever thought that I would see it here in the United States.
Does CIA spy? Yes. Do we spy against our foreign adversaries? Yes. Do we spy against domestic individuals? No, we do not.
They spied on the Trump campaign. They spied on Carter Page. They spied on Papadopoulos. They spied on Sam Clovis. They were spying all over the place, weaponizing the powerful tools of intelligence. By the way, didn't Brennan seem awfully defensive for someone who has done nothing wrong?
It's discovered in the last week, some very fine reporting by John Solomon of The Hill, that made a major memorandum concerning Christopher Steele had been hidden by the FBI from the Inspector General. That memorandum was written by a Deputy Assistant Secretary of State, who said, after meeting with her staff, with Christopher Steele, who came in to see them, that he was basically a liar, unreliable, that he had a bias against the president and his campaign, that he wanted to hurt the president, that he helped Hillary Clinton, and that he wanted to get this information out before the election. This woman, the deputy assistant secretary, her name was Kavalek, wrote a memo to the FBI and sent it to them immediately within 24 hours. The FBI, we now know, received it and did nothing about it.
So even with all of the silencing of truth-seeking journalists and an ongoing violation of the premier law of the land, the Democrats still can't avoid the very serious investigation now in the very capable hands of John H. Durham, the United States Attorney in Connecticut, who as a special prosecutor has investigated alleged wrongdoing among national security officials, which included the FBI's ties to the Boston Mafia. And with this mounting nightmare for the Democrats, the pushback will be monumental. John Bowne reporting.
Now, this is what's really going to be exposed, but they'll never really be justice done. How they used Russia as the biggest excuse ever. I mean, that was the big justification. They're illegally spying, well, on everybody, but they targeted Donald Trump and his campaign totally illegally. They're caught red-handed, and Russia was their big... Oh, we're just protecting the country from Russia. We're just protecting from Russia. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. But, you know, it's funny because Brennan said something pretty revealing in that MSNBC clip about Trump not knowing how international affairs work. Well, what he's saying is that we've been corrupting international affairs for like 100 years, and Trump is trying to do it clean, and that's unacceptable. John Brennan, you bastard, you belong in jail, and you know it.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
All right, so 1776 is happening worldwide for nationalism and non-regressive progressivism. And Tommy Robinson and the Tommy Robinson story is one microcosm, though it is a rather large one, of that exactly. And so Tommy Robinson has announced he's going to be running for office, and there was a rally for his supporters, hashtag Vote Tommy campaign rally in Oldham. And let's just go to some of this audio real quick, and then I'll break down some of the B-roll.
Up, people, ready to attack me. On Saturday, I visited a working-class estate in Oldham. Just like for the last 3 weeks, I've travelled the Northwest visiting different working-class estates. Each one of my events have been peaceful family events where people have brought their children, so an opportunity for me to speak to my future constituents. The difference for Oldham was, for the past week, a Muslim organisation on Facebook has literally been inciting attacks against me and organising and planning attacks against me in Oldham, telling people to come and throw milkshakes at me. But not just milkshakes, anything they want.
So before getting to my political rally, I decided to take a walk through Oldham Town Centre. I had some interesting debates with members of the public.
I'm from Afghanistan, and I appreciate what you do for your people. And I like what you do for your people.
Thank you, bro.
Yeah?
Thank you.
I know, some people are doing in this country. They shouldn't do that. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you
this,
mean,
we, can, we come to this country, we should respect their law, we should respect their traditions, and we should respect their culture.
Thank you, bro.
Innit?
Fair play. Yeah, respect, man. Respect. Respect, bro.
Good man.
Respect, man.
Little did I know, loads of masked thugs were on their way to attack my family-friendly event. The biggest shock from what happened on Saturday, what you're going to witness, is that hundreds of Muslims wearing balaclavas, intent on violence, were marched and escorted for miles by Greater Manchester Police. They were marched to our campaign event. Our campaign event, miles away from any Muslim community. They were marched there intent on violence, and they come armed with bricks, and they attacked a family event with women and children present.
Now you can see the men coming there with their faces covered. Clearly, you know.
Time to show Tommy what time it is, guys.
And the police are escorting them.
Wow. You guys, make sure you go and show some support to the locals, yeah? Go and join the Muslim Defense League page if you're on YouTube.
So now they've begun chanting, again, faces covered, with a police escort to Tommy Robinson's family-friendly, peaceful rally.
The Halifax Pakistanis ripping in Oldham.
And they've come from Halifax. Halifax Pakistanis. Halifax isn't even in the northwest. This is premeditated. Gangs of young men, young Muslim men, armed and wearing balaclavas, intent on attacking a political campaign. Not just intent on attacking it, but aided and abetted and supported and directed there by the local police.
Tommy, Tommy, Tommy.
We're here, man. We're here, where are you?
Boys,
we're not
here. 10 minutes, run back into the area.
Go, yeah, where are the old man?
So you're, again, you're just seeing the Muslim group here chanting as they're marching to Tommy's rally with a police escort.
No one disses our religion. Tommy, you piece of... We're here. Come on. You crying on Twitter and everything, you little bitch.
I mean, really, these are all just young, military-aged men that are just all hopped up in some gang culture warfare.
Yo, chill out,
man. And so now you can see the police are standing there as they're throwing bricks into this event. This is shocking stuff.
Young Muslims trying to fight.
There's children in there.
Come and attack us or silence Tommy. They say the police are obviously quite worried.
All right, just leave the B-roll running here. Just leave the B-roll running now. Again, now the police are trying to separate the two. This is incredible. Now, I have a pretty calm demeanor today, so I think I could actually pull this off. But again, let me give you the commentary about what's going on here. A group of Muslims, all military-aged men, clearly hopped up on a gang tribalistic culture warfare here, flashing symbols and all this stuff like a bunch of thugs, all military-aged men. They get a... I can't even believe this. A police escort. They're not from this area of town, and they get a police escort to show up at a political event and get violent, and they start lobbing bricks and other projectiles into the crowd of families that are just at a peaceful political rally in their hometown. And the police are standing idly by as bricks and other deadly weapons are heaved into a crowd of families. Now, let's go back to the audio from this video from votetommy.co.uk.
They're waiting for you there. Come.
Make sure
go
all your windows are down now.
Do your window up. And then cover their faces in case bricks come through. Yeah. Cover their faces.
This is unbelievable.
Bricks and bottles.
Yeah, so they're asking, can we ask you just to come out of the way for the time being? Well, like, can we calm it down?
I know.
I know it's not you personally, but obviously with a clashing.
Hold on. So you've got officers under attack by who?
I can't even believe it. You know, just pull the audio back down. Keep the B-roll running. You know, one of our roles here at InfoWars is to say and do the things that nobody else has the courage to do and say, and then be that leading edge and be that dark knight and take all the arrows. And so I'm not happy with what I'm about to say. In fact, I'm disappointed in what I have to say, but we have to say it. Britain is lost. Britain has been conquered by Islam and then also by the radical leftist clown world, which also will not be able to coexist with one another. But so basically you have three options right now if you're in the UK. And that's either let Islam take over your culture, continue the political trend of the radical left to clown world your culture. The prior two cannot coexist, or people that actually want European culture and British culture to exist in the UK are literally going to have to start fighting a hot war. Now, I don't take pride in saying that. I'm not happy that I had to say that. I'm disappointed in myself that I had to say that. And I know that the enemies of this broadcast are going to take that quote and probably publish it and say I'm calling for violence. No, I'm not. I don't want any violence. I want all peace. I'm a very peaceful person. In fact, I'm just telling it like it is. And England is dead. Unless they want to fight for it. And I've seen the videos. I know the Tommy Robinson story, but after seeing all that and then seeing this still go on, and you can tell, I mean, don't get me wrong. I respect and admire Tommy Robinson. The man is a bulldog. But you can tell they've castrated him. And so a part of me is seeing that and actually seeing how he's more powerful now that he has that approach to things. But I mean, it just shows how they've just been totally defeated and they get to be overrun by a bunch of Islamic thugs that are just trained in some tribalistic gang culture war to go in and take over the West, and that's what this is. So I see that, and I say, boy, I don't want to see that in the United States of America. I don't, because, hey, guess what? They'll march up with a group of Muslims to Pete Buttigieg's political rally and start throwing bricks next. So the Democrats, you might want to wake up too.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
You know, I wonder what is going to happen next when, I mean, you already see the response from the left when Trump won the presidency. You see when he tweets, you see when he makes political action and decision. But can you imagine if he actually goes through? I mean, because he said treason, I think, 4 or 5 times now. On Twitter and then a couple times also in a press conference. So, I mean, where's the treason going to land? I mean, we know the group of names. We know the viral meme that the president tweeted out with Holder and Brennan and Lynch and Comey and Obama and Clinton all behind bars. So can you imagine what the left will do if that day comes? So this was the meme, the image tweeted by the president with Brennan and Lynch and Clapper and Obama and Holder and all of them behind bars. So we've already seen how the left has responded to Donald Trump winning the presidency with the violence and everything. How will they respond to that? And so Darren McBreen has put together a clip, just another compilation. I mean, how many have we made? Here is the latest Ultimate Win Liberals Attack compilation.
I'm going to grow a magnificent pair of breasts. I'm going to transition into a woman. It'll be great.
You should crawl back into your mother's rancid womb, gestate for a few more hours, slide back out, and then learn something about not being an entitled white piece of shit.
This is Trump, people. When the rubber meets the road, pussies.
Yeah, you're a f***ing idiot.
Fuck you, capitalism. Fuck you, f***ing president. He's a racist, stupid piece of shit.
If you guys are working for Alex Jones, you're working for a murderer.
Alex Jones is an asshole.
InfoWars is fake news.
InfoWars sucks.
I got a chant going.
If you had to choose one prominent person to be banned next, who would you choose? You.
Give me my money back.
Excuse me, sir. There's a young man in here.
Excuse me, it's ma'am.
This is what's happening to the men in our country. Where are the men? Stop touching my stuff. I'm backing away. Stop.
Relax. That tells me everything.
Hey,
don't be doing that.
Why are you doing that?
What are you doing, motherfucker?
Get the stuff in and don't film me. You're not allowed. You can't use that.
Heil Trump, die Führer.
Please do not touch me. Please do not touch me.
Once again, it's me.
I actually said both of you guys. General.
Right beforehand, you fucking said, sir.
If I have boobs drawn on my shirt because I'm a liberated woman, I am.
Trump supporters.
Motherfucking pussies!
Motherfucking
take it outside
for Congress for
a
game.
I will show you, sir.
Motherfucking. Get the out of my face. Go home. Go home. Go home.
What's your problem?
Film it, bro. Film
it. I'm filming it.
Did you see me?
How's this?
You farted at me.
Please.
There's something deeply disturbed with humanity right now, folks. And you know why they want everybody focused on a bunch of superficial bullcrap? Is so that you miss the demons right in front of your eyes, like in that video.
Studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, our next guest became another example of censorship and the attack on the First Amendment in this country. Soph on YouTube, who had a bunch of viral videos famous for her satire videos on her YouTube channel, then did a satire video on Islam and, of course, got struck down for that. So that's the untouchable comedy, I suppose. And so that satire had her shut down. But she's very popular on social media, was very popular on YouTube, and quite frankly, now even more popular since they decided to try to censor her. But there has been a new development in this story. Police investigating after North Bay teen makes hate-based videos. And so Soph joins me now. Soph, what is the latest development with this police investigation after people are now labeling your videos hate?
Well, I was contacted by the police that, well, at first they came to me asking if I had any threats made towards me, if I was in any danger because of my views, if any students were threatening me. And I appreciated that, but they also had to launch, I guess, a formal investigation of the satirical threats I made against the CEO of YouTube, Susan, because I guess YouTube and law enforcement work closely together, and they have to take those sorts of things seriously. And a lot of people were calling in, pretending to think those threats were serious so they could bring me harm and cause more trouble for me.
Now, is this something that you've dealt with before, people threatening you because of your videos, or was it only after the Be Not Afraid video?
It was only after that video. I had a large audience, but nobody in the mainstream or anybody out to get me had their eyes on me before.
And nobody had ever labeled you as hate-based videos or targeted you for censorship or anything like that?
Not really. I mean, a little bit before, there was another YouTuber who sort of came after me trying to call me alt-right, trying to call me a racist. I ended up debating him, and he pretty much agreed that I wasn't by the end of it. So that was the only real instance of that before.
Now, what exactly are the police saying to you? That they're worried that people are going to be coming after you, or they're just concerned that people are threatening you, or are they worried just about you in general?
I think they're just doing their job, I guess. They have to look into these things and look into the things I'm saying and make sure that I'm not going to commit any acts of violence. But I think they're also concerned now that I'm in such a public light that people are going to be doxing me, showing up to my house, releasing personal information about me and putting me into serious danger.
Well, it's sad that that's what happens, but I'm sure you're well aware. You seem very smart for somebody your age. You're well aware of what the media does when they target somebody for attacks. We endure that a lot here at InfoWars, so we're glad to have you on board with that. Not a fun place to be in, but now they do it to children as well. What about the students in your school and the students in your class? Are they saying anything? Do they care about your politics or your videos? Have they before, or is it a new sensation?
People knew before, but it's only really after this news story that some kids are dissatisfied with me. Even in such living in such a liberal area, still most of the kids are fine with me, think I'm cool, have no problem with me. There's only a minority that really have a problem with me, and I've just had conversations with them so far. There's not been any violence, and I don't think of it as harassment or really a pain to deal with.
You know, I'm curious because when I was your age, I wasn't into politics at all. I mean, even my classmates, we didn't really know much about politics. I mean, maybe during election seasons, but other than that, kids didn't really engage in political discussions. It didn't really separate or divide students at all. Is that happening? Do you feel that students look at you and say, oh my gosh, I heard that she's alt-right, and think of you negatively?
I think so. I think some of them, by the news stories that they've been reading about with these journalists trying to put me in a box, trying to categorize me, trying to, you know, push me away and attach me to an ideology I don't necessarily have anything to do with. And that way they can attack me easier. And yeah, some kids attach that to me, but most of them have no problem with me and see mainstream media for what it is.
Well, and again, you're just doing satire videos. You're not even politically, you know, that's not where your videos come from, a political motivation. You just happened to do one that had a satire featuring Islam, and that's when they decided to target you. So, I mean, what do you say about people that want to label you anything politically? I mean, do you take a political stance, or do you just say, hey, I'm just here to do satire, or what is your response to that?
I'm mostly here to do entertainment and satire. I mean, I feel like getting into politics would be the opposite of what I want to do. I want to make people more hopeful, more energized. Getting into politics would blackpill people. And really the only political issue I have a definitive stance that I want to take with my audience is free speech. And I hope that people from all political views can unite together with the mission statement of, okay, we're going to support free speech. We're going to let everybody state their opinions. And I don't appreciate when journalists do the tactic of attaching me to certain political standpoints so they can throw me over there forever and easily lob blanket terms at me.
Well, do you think that the students that do want to do that to you, that may say something negative to you or kind of look at you negatively now, do you think that that's something that comes from themselves, or do you think their parents are putting that in them? Because again, for me, a 14-year-old or kids that age are never really that politically inclined either way. I mean, they may hear about political stuff from their parents, but they're not really politically inclined enough to change their opinion of somebody. Do you think that that is happening?
I don't necessarily want to assume that it's all fueled by their parents. I would like to think that the kids who have disdain for me, that's something that they thought about, that they came to those conclusions mostly by themselves, maybe from information from news sites, but then they thought on that and came to a conclusion. And I think they're thinking for themselves, but just coming to conclusions that sort of try to demonize me when I'm just like a regular 14-year-old
girl. Well, yeah,
girl.
That's amazing to me because, again, I don't know, maybe it was odd to me, but I can't think of any situations when I was in, you know, junior high school or even really high school or elementary school that where politics came up for anything. But I hope that you really don't have to endure that much. I'm sad to hear that for you. But what about positive? I mean, do you get support from students? Do students kind of find you and say, hey, I like your videos, or hey, you know, you can rise above these attacks?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's actually a lot of students that come up to me and endorse me and tell me to, you know, ignore the hate and express sympathy for like getting in trouble with the school system or, you know, going through all of this. And that I really appreciate that.
And was there trouble from the school system? I don't want to get you in trouble now on air, but has the school had to discipline you for doing this video?
Thankfully not. They try to uphold free speech as best they can.
Well, that's good to hear, because that would be another national story that would put you in the headlines that sadly would make the media want to target you even more. So I'm sorry that you have to endure that, but you seem strong and you're very well spoken. So I imagine you're going to continue to make videos in the future.
Well, thanks. And yeah, I am. I plan on continuing this as probably a career opportunity.
And, you know, that is kind of the next level of this discussion when it comes to censorship. Here is a young girl, Soph, who does funny satire videos, at a young age sees a career path for herself and is already targeted for destruction before she can even get out of school. I mean, so that's the tyranny. That's the authoritarianism right there, where they want to stop someone from even making it onto the scene and being successful.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So, Soph is with us. She's really a star on YouTube, tons of viral videos, but recently targeted for harassment and censorship by the loving, tolerant left because she did a satire video on Islam where she just came out as a devout Muslim and just did a satire video, and she wasn't allowed to do that. But, you know, Soph is an interesting character to me. Very well spoken for a young girl, very smart, sees a career path for herself. I think that she's probably ahead of the curve as far as that's concerned for kids her age. So I just had some other questions that I wanted to get into. So Soph, you must really love school. I mean, it must be one of your favorite activities.
Well, now it is actually, because Well, I wasn't really a fan of school before just because it's not really for me. None of the subjects really got my interest or seem relevant to my future career path. But, you know, now I get to walk there and you know, soak in all the stares and the attention and, you know, all the side looks from all the girls and
what about the faggots? Do the faggots stare at you?
Yeah. So yeah. It's good.
So you like going to school now just because it's like a wild ride, like you're not really learning anything?
I don't know. I like the interactions that I have now because they're really interesting. I either get to, you know, have conversations with people that had like a positive effect for my videos or people who want to come up to me and call me a racist and say I'm promoting hate speech, and then I get to, you know, argue with them about that. It's a lot more interesting that way.
What about the teachers? Do the teachers say anything to you?
The only ones that have said anything are just like ones that are like, oh, are you holding up well? If you need to like stay in my room during lunch, that's okay. So I also really appreciate that.
Okay. So some teachers are kind of seeing what students are saying to you and they're making sure that, you have a solemn place if you need one.
Yeah.
So what would you say is your favorite subject in school?
Probably computer graphics because I just get to do the same stuff that I do for editing my videos and making thumbnails.
Okay. So you kind of get to do a little bit of your YouTube work because you said in the last segment that you'd like to make a career out of this. I don't know if you mean like comedy or doing YouTube videos, but so you get to work on that a little bit at school.
Yeah. Like I don't know what platform is going to be there when I'm 18, but however I get to make comedy videos, however I get to entertain people, that's the route I'll take.
Now, let's say your school decided to go full libtard and kick you out for that satire video you did on Islam. Would you be very upset?
Not really. I'm transferring out anyways, so it doesn't really matter, and they seem cool with me. It seems very unlikely.
Okay. I don't know. There, some people were thinking that maybe you might like to get kicked out of school.
Well, I mean, I certainly would like it. I don't know if my parents would.
Oh, yeah. Then they'd have to teach you all the things that they're not teaching you in school, you see?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All the very important subjects.
So what would you say you want to do next on YouTube? Have you got anything in mind? Do things just come to you on a whim, or how do you decide what you're going to do for your next video?
It usually just comes to me like something I see online, a person I want to talk about, a hot subject. Sometimes it's just personal life, like videos like suicide bomb. I'll talk about school, or in multiracial white supremacy, I talked about a viral video where this, you know, girl named Treasure goes on Dr. Phil and says a bunch of crazy stuff. It's usually revolves around current events and popular culture, and I try to give a unique take on it that isn't really being expressed by anybody else.
Now, do you worry? You know, I'm in a unique position here because I've been banned from YouTube and Facebook. And the last real place I have to go is Twitter, which I imagine they'll probably take me off there. So I mean, I imagine my final platform will probably just be here at InfoWars once they erase everything else. But, you know, that's a very unique and quite frankly, on a weird level, fortunate position to be in, even though I'm not fortunate to get banned off social media. But everybody will be there eventually. How does it feel for you, though, knowing that you're still young, you're still in school, and you're just really beginning what you see as a career path? Have you even thought about the fact that, you could be in a situation where you might not even be allowed to be on these main platforms like Facebook or Twitter or YouTube? So is that something you thought about when YouTube basically said, okay, you cannot upload videos to our channel anymore?
Yeah, I'm certainly thinking about that. I'm thinking about the best way to balance that, how long I want to stay on YouTube. It's certainly not a thing that's going to be going on for much longer. I'm going to need to move on to another platform, but I'm just thinking, how long do I want to stay on there, and what's the likelihood that I get banned if I do this or that option? I mean, it might be that if I want to stay on YouTube longer, I'll upload the more offensive stuff to BitChute or Patreon or something like that. If not, I might just go, you know, guns blazing and get banned and then, you know, jump ship. I don't know. I don't really know right now. But yeah, I'm definitely thinking about it. And platforms like, you know, InfoWars or like Compound Media are certainly more secure because you don't really have to worry about that as much.
Yeah, and it just becomes hard again. I mean, we're fortunate here because we had an audience base before this big censorship of millions of people, and we already had the radio audience, but a lot of people don't have that base. And so if you're getting banned from these social media platforms or YouTube or other platforms, it's tough to get that following. It really is. That's where the main traffic is. That's what gets pushed by all the mainstream media on television and radio and at live events and everything. So, well, I'm going to be looking forward to seeing what happens to you. I know that you have a long, hopefully long career doing videos, but I'll be interested to see if they continue to target you for more censorship or if they'll let you back on. Because again, I mean, you're very clearly satire. So it's very odd that they would take something that's very clearly satire and then target it because it's talking about Islam and then ignore the rest of your satire. But, you know, just so people know, apparently I was told that you really enunciate the word faggot really well in your videos. So people want to know why I said that. But, you know, it's kind of funny because a lot of the crew is my age. I'm just going to say it. Let's just have some fun here in the last 60 seconds. When I was about your age and some of the crew, you'll know what I'm talking about. You back there know what I'm talking about. The word faggot was like the most cool thing you could say. It was like the most badass thing. But we didn't think about it. It had no sexual connotation or anything to us. It was just like an insult, like you're a loser or whatever. And then South Park did it where they said you're basically the same thing, but you ride a Harley. So do people still say the word faggot?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I certainly do, and that's so whatever.
I have no proof of that, so I don't know if that's true.
Hopefully.
So that, well, I tried, guys. I tried to get her to do it, but she's more disciplined than I am on a live radio show with millions of people. So, hey, well done, Soph. Well done. And I wish you Godspeed for the future. Don't let the censors keep you down. Don't let the haters keep you down. That just means you're totally successful. Very well spoken, young girl, Soph, on the Alex Jones Show today. All right. We will be right back, faggots.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Now listen, folks, I'm going to do a deep tease of this video that we're going to air in 20 minutes from now by Greg Reese. But basically, the stars have aligned for Donald Trump in one presidential administration to do more positive things, not just for the United States of America, but if you could clear out the rot gut in the United States of America or drain the swamp, as he says, you can change the world for good. And you can finally start to see, I think, real progress even around the world as America's leadership takes a drastically needed change. But there's something the president has to do. And we're going to air that report coming up here in 20 minutes in the final segment. What else do I have here? I got some other videos that I do also have to get to. And Democrats are really a joke right now. I've got some breaking news. But, you know, I was talking with Soph a little bit about this. And, you know, this is something that's tough to talk about because I don't want to, I mean, you don't want to be sound like negative Nancy or give our enemies any wind of victory because that's not the case. But, I mean, I'd be crazy if I didn't think about these stuff, these things where, you know, we're getting totally banned. And who knows what the enemy might do to try to shut us down here. And let's just say that people like Brian Stelter and Oliver Darcy and other losers like that, who've never built anything on their own, would love to see us shut down. The Krasensteins go on social media and brag about how we're broke. It's like, dude, I don't do this for money, man. So it's not about that. And the funny thing is, again, because you think about these things, and I think about it too. Like, if I was to, because all I have left is Twitter and Infowars.com. If they banned me from everything, honestly, like, I wouldn't take, let's say, the Laura Loomer approach. I'd probably just, I'd just float off into the sunset and I'd just say, fine. Just because I don't, you don't need this crap. I don't know how Alex has been doing it for 20 plus years, but I know why he does it. Because he realizes that he's running the mothership here. I mean, this is the only battle station that can actually compete with the mainstream news and that beat the mainstream news in 2016. That was the threshold. It was like this. And then InfoWars went up, or their mainstream news is going down, like on a bar graph, and InfoWars is going up. 2016 was the threshold. InfoWars up, mainstream media down. So they had to go on to social media and erase all of our people, erase all of our stuff, erase our channels, and erase Alex Jones, deplatform Alex Jones, dehuman Alex Jones, unperson Alex Jones, and everyone else associated with Alex Jones. Ban myself off these social media platforms and all the videos that I do for InfoWars. But this is where the rubber meets the road. And it's because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com that we remain steadfast and that Alex is so committed to victory that he's trying to expand what we do here at InfoWars just as a, just to wave the flag of victory. I mean, if we were in this to get rich, if we were in this as business-minded people, we wouldn't be trying to expand and hire more people right now. In fact, we'd be trying to make as many changes just to keep what we're doing afloat. Instead, we're just like rapid expansion. Don't look back. Don't look at the charts. Don't look at what the textbook says. But I guess that's kind of how InfoWars has always done it, isn't it? And that's what's given us victory. But again, it's your support that fuels the whole thing and makes it all possible. And of course, your street activism is always key. Telling your friends and family about InfoWars is always key. And then your support at InfoWarsStore.com literally fuels everything that we do. So that when you tune in and you tell your friends and family, they're not looking at someone in their basement or in their kitchen. They're looking at people in a massive state-of-the-art studio. And when you send them to InfoWarsStore.com, they're not getting bad, cheap products. They're literally getting the best products. I mean, you recommend the water filter from InfoWarsStore.com, you will be a hero to whoever you recommend that to, your neighbors, your family. You will be a hero. You've got that neighbor down the street that has like three dogs, right? They're always smelly, shedding everywhere. Tell them about the InfoWarsStore.com Alexa Pure Breeze, $50 off. Say, hey, I noticed, you know, Your dogs kind of have a little odor and they shed a lot around here. You know, I got this air filter, really does well at my house for that. You should try it out. Say, whoa, what is that? Oh, it's the Alexa Pure Breeze, groundbreaking ion cluster technology for a better air filter. Oh, I'll go check out all the 5-star reviews. And then all of a sudden, you come home and you start to notice, huh, my house doesn't smell like my doggos all the time anymore. Huh. You go and you clean out, you look at the filter and you see just layers of hair and dust and everything. You're just like, wow, that was floating around my home. That was in my air. So that's what we do here. The best, total efficiency, playing it close to the chest, never looking back. And we appreciate your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So take advantage of all the great specials we have going on there. All right, before I go to this break, let's do this. Let's do, well, there's so many things you could do. But let's do clip 12. We've got the time. Obama's top FBI lawyer distances himself from Steele dossier.
Why did you, how did you then view the material, and was it used as sort of first round of evidence or sort of confirmation, if you will?
It was more information that I viewed skeptically from the outset, and I was concerned about it. Oh. And had a jaundiced eye, or looked at it with a jaundiced eye right from the outset. He came.
Really?
Steele was and had been a source that we thought was reliable. He's reporting all this information. Mm-hmm. It looks alarming. We took it seriously, but we tried to vet it.
Would you have still approved the Carter Page FISA warrant without the Steele dossier?
So, based on my recollection of the facts at the time that are mostly redacted now in the FISA application, mm-hmm. My answer to that question is, I think the answer is yes, that I think there was sufficient probable cause in the application even without that information.
But that information was part of the application?
Yes.
Is Carter Page the only place that the Steele dossier was used for a FISA application?
I don't think I should comment on that. I'm not sure what else the government has confirmed, but yeah, I just shouldn't comment on what. I don't want to confirm or deny anything about other potential FISA applications.
Wow. That's more revealing than you even know. See, this isn't even me bragging. It's just something you pick up on when you've been following it enough. You start to realize who these people are talking to when they're on air. Like earlier when we played the Brennan clip, he's not actually talking to the public when he's speaking. He's actually talking to the intel communities and their agents in the media. And so what Baker is admitting to, Obama's former lawyer, is he's basically saying, no. What we did to spy on Trump was even worse than you know. That's really what he's saying. He's saying, yeah, there's more fake intelligence that we use to spy illegally.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
All right, let's do a news blitz here before I play this imperative report. Again, folks, they are just testing this program in Texas. So this isn't even in California. This is just at a few checkpoints in Texas where they're doing the DNA tests of the people coming in seeking asylum, claiming to be family members. DNA tests reveal 30% of suspected fraudulent migrant families were unrelated. DNA testing reveals about 30% of migrants tested with rapid DNA were lying about family relations. Now, this is causing massive illegal immigration. This is causing massive human trafficking, massive drug running, all of it. All of it, folks. Unbelievable. Meanwhile, the Border Patrol is flying migrants to California. Turns out they're not going to bus all those to Florida. The Republicans in Florida said no. Joe Biden, this is hilarious. CBS News tweets out, Joe Biden, this was yesterday, formally launches 2020 campaign at rally in Philadelphia. Wait, what? Formally launches for the fifth time. And very weak crowd, very low energy crowd. I can't believe they're claiming he's beating Trump in the polls. He gets about, 100th of a Trump crowd. And then the lady who gave him the introduction, he gropes her side and butt before she walks off the stage. You can't make this stuff up. Oh, and then his son, Zero Hedge, crack pipe, IDs, and a badge found in Hunter Biden rental car. So the guy, it's like a classic criminal. Pulling over Joe Biden's son is like pulling over like a mobster thug drug dealer. MSNBC host says William Barr is the most dangerous person that works for Trump. Yeah, they are really scared of Barr. Several protesters arrested outside conference at Middle Tennessee Park. So they're finally starting to arrest these Antifa people, folks. It took the police a while to realize that that's the only answer. California school district says parents can't pull kids from new LGBT sex ed. You know, the gravity of that did not really hit me until I read it. Wow. California school district says parents can't pull kids from new LGBT sex ed. Okay, well, I got news for the California school district. Wrong. How is Tariq Nasheed still on Twitter? Everybody's seen the video of that guy that came up and kicked Arnold Schwarzenegger. Tariq Nasheed is on Twitter celebrating it. This is the guy, the black guy that promotes white people getting beaten up by black people. He promotes that kind of activity. He's still allowed on Twitter. Pete Buttigieg says that anything named after Thomas Jefferson should be renamed. Okay. And then Reese Witherspoon apparently is having trouble getting acting gigs these days. And she's donating a bunch of money to Planned Parenthood and ACLU because she wants you to be able to abort your baby. So that's nice. Maybe she can get a role, an acting gig out of that deal. All right, folks. You know what? Let's do this quickly, guys. Play. Oh, what did I do? I lost my video page. No, I wanted to play the Biden-Obama. Play it. We got time. No, I don't have time. The import's too important. You've got Biden coming out saying that Trump inherited Obama's booming economy. Of course, I wanted to play that with the Obama clip of him saying, what does he have, a magic wand? Janine Pirro says, deep state about to be exposed. This will be better than reality TV. Yeah, as soon as you realize the real world is better than reality TV, you know, reality TV and that kind of garbage, it really just doesn't do it for you anymore at all. Okay, but here is the big report put together by Greg Reese. Folks, please tell your friends and family about InfoWars. It's reports like this, why they want it censored and banned off social media. So here is the latest report from Greg Reese at NewsWars.com. Insurrection in America, why the president needs to invoke the Insurrection Act.
What is insurrection? A rebellion or rising of citizens or subjects in resistance to their government. In 2017, the Justice Democrats and brand new Congress seek to undermine the democratic system by electing fake politicians. Antifa is conspiring with the Mexican cartel to stage an armed rebellion at the border. And Democrats continue pushing for open borders while patriots are silenced on the internet. This all qualifies as insurrection, but there is something far more deadly that has been taking root within America for decades. Islamist terrorist compounds have been found all over the country, training for Islamic jihad.
With the election of Donald Trump, they believe that their end times prophecies that they believe in are now being fulfilled. Donald Trump is part of a satanic Jewish conspiracy, and they are preparing for the camps to be raided and to fight back.
Brooklyn imam and CNN contributor Siraj Wahaj was involved in the first World Trade Center bombing and has clearly stated his support for Islamic jihad.
Islam is better than a democracy. In time, the so-called democracy will crumble, and there will be nothing, and the only thing that will remain will be Islam.
His son was found training children to be terrorists in New Mexico and Alabama. Young children in a Philadelphia mosque were found singing songs about killing and torturing non-Muslims. Muslim clerics are openly calling for jihad. Experts on Islamic jihad have warned us.
There is no place in the world where Muslims have come that they haven't started wars against the non-Muslims. Why do we think we're going to be different?
The leader of the Iranian nationalist movement has warned us.
چون گاورمنت های اروپا به ناحق دارن از رادیکالیسم اسلامی دفاع میکنن. پس باید منتظرش باشن که همین بلا روزی سرشون بیاد.
Islamic reformer Mohammad Tawhidi has warned us.
The Islamist movement has been very clear in their goal, and that is to establish their own caliphate. On the other side, the left not only sympathize with them, they're applying democratic values onto an extremist group that doesn't believe in democracy. They want Sharia law.
Despite these dire warnings, our elected officials have continued to support Islam. We have a congresswoman who openly supports Islamic Jihad.
Should we reassess the way that we are dealing with Al-Shabaab?
Her constituents in Minneapolis want Sharia law in America.
Do you feel more comfortable living under American law, or do you feel more comfortable living under Sharia law?
Sharia law.
I'm a Muslim. I prefer Sharia law.
Sharia law, yes.
You prefer Sharia law over American law?
Of course, yeah. Of course, yeah.
And do you find most of your friends feel the same way?
Yeah, of course. If you're Muslim, yeah.
He can make his daughter marry somebody.
Yeah.
Is it right to kill somebody who insults Muhammad?
Yeah, because she's just, she hates the religion, I understand. But she shouldn't beat up the prophet, you know?
And they don't even want to live here.
You have a choice. Would you rather live here or would you rather live in the Muslim country?
I'd rather live in a Muslim country with my people.
Would you prefer to live in America or prefer to live in Somalia?
For me, I think it's Somalia.
Would you rather live in America or live in Somalia?
I'd rather live in Somalia.
For those who are not brainwashed by the mainstream media, insurrection is clearly happening in America. And President Trump invoking the Insurrection Act is clearly within America's best interests.
I believe that President Trump is one of the best things that have ever happened to the White House. This is very, very serious. You have a president that will really go after the extremists and not care what anybody else thinks.
Islamic Jihad will never end unless we start fighting back.
But the point I'm getting across is that we are trying to treat a person humanely when they're not human. They're not human. We come to America warning the Christians, and the Christians don't want to listen. What do you want us to do? If I'm telling you, I fled from this guy, and this guy is now moving next door, and you're telling me I'm Islamophobe, how can I help you? If we want to be realistic, the only medicine for ISIS and their likes is when the Christians rise to defend Europe and defend their sacred sites and their churches. That's the only way that these people will wake up.
For NewsWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.